C.J. Heck, published poet and writer, said, "We are all products of our environment. Every person we meet, every new experience or adventure, every book we read touches and changes us, making us the unique being we are." Superseding the influence of the world is the influence of God's hand in our lives. If we are, indeed, those who keep company with God, then because He is the greater and the universe is the lesser, He is the greatest influence upon us. Please consider this. What or who do you allow as your greatest influence? Who or what do you give that kind of power to? That would change your life and character. When Jesus walked the earth with the disciples, true, He was an incredible influence on everything around Him. But when He was crucified and rose from the dead, now He was and is at His greatest influence on everything, everyone, everywhere. If we imitate God, it can simply be mechanical. Being an imitator only requires that we change. But when we reflect Him, now it is something organic, born from our character, and our character is expressed in our habits. I believe in order to reflect the Lord, who is the ultimate influence upon us, we can't just act similar. To reflect Him requires that He has imprinted Himself on us. Suddenly, the highway to His city runs through our heart. Remember, that which leads to God must have been sent by God. Imitation is flattery and implies change, but reflection is transformation, evidence of His signature upon us. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror of the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Those who surround themselves with the Highest will be those who transform into the Highest, suddenly finding new music in their hearts. If the Lord is diluted a million times in the hearts of men and still has this kind of influence, everlasting influence on us, how much more when we are fully in His presence before the great throne of God? In the first chapter of John, Jesus encounters the disciples, and I bet they were some pretty unspiritual, rough guys at first. As the gospel story is told, if we follow the lives of the 12 who are called into the inner circle with Jesus, they spent time with Him, hour after hour, day after day. You can see their demeanor soften. They were changed by the one with the greatest influence on them, Jesus. In Luke 9, they are wanting to call down fire from heaven, but by the end of Luke's report of the gospel story, they are graceful and kind. Reading their story is like seeing buds open when winter becomes spring and the flowers come out. I can't say they realized the change was happening, but over time they became different men. Even the world around them saw they were different. Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. Peter and John weren't simply being imitators. It was who they were, because they were reflecting the signature of Christ which was upon them. They probably didn't know how they had become who they were, transformed from rough men to those who went around doing good. The transformation was obvious and unexplainable altogether. Now here's a sticky statement. It is impossible to allow ourselves to come into the consistent influence of Jesus Christ and remain the same. I say you'll not leave here as you came in Jesus' name. Bound, demented, depressed, sick, or lame. For the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You'll not leave here as you came in Jesus' name. I believe John found the influence of Jesus so astounding, he couldn't even conceive of sin existing in the same place as the presence of God. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. We are powerful in Christ. And through prayer and our continual relationship with Jesus, we are changed, and our transformation, not just imitation, but transformation, influences the world around us to also be transformed. We have influence because He is the ultimate influence in the universe.